It's a new year, and for homeowners, that means updated property tax assessments. As 2018 was wrapping up, the City and County of Honolulu was sending out updated property value assessments to homes across Oahu. Ilarka Ewan, a realtor with Coldwell Banker Pacific Properties, reached out to us about her big increase.
When I received my real property notice of assessment, I was pretty astonished to see the value. I am a realtor, so I do follow values in my neighborhood. I live in a condominium community with lots of similar floor plans. There's enough sales in here that I felt I could get a good read on what sales there had been, so I could see what they were basing this figure on. The valuation was up more than 10%. I went to the Multiple Listing Service database and did a search. There was nothing I could find that substantiated that value. However, I do have to say that Royce Talbot at the city tax office was super helpful and very erudite. I appreciated what he had to say. He explained to me, first of all, that they don't use the most recent 6 months data, which is what comes up on the Multiple Listing Service database. They use for a condominium, generally the first 6 months of the year. For single family dwellings, they can go back further. When I went to search the first 6 months of the year, indeed there was one sale at the price that my place is now assessed at. And then in reading the newspaper the next day, I saw that the state, or the city rather, has the ability to a 10% margin of error. And given that, it would appear that I have nothing to contest, but I would say this should be a banner year for the city in terms of tax revenue. It's a bit shocking because the market has softened a little bit, and to see these values brought in as we're watching the prices soften, but our tax valuations go way up, that contrast is a little hard to take.
That was Makakila resident Ilarka Ewan. Now, setting property evaluations is the job of Stephen Takara, head of the City and County's Real Property Assessment Office. He spoke with Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty about how the process works.
So we sent out notices of assessments, not the tax bill. So just to clarify, tax bills go out in July and January. So that was just your assessment notice. Basically, what that is your notice to inform the property owner or taxpayer of what they're going to be taxed upon. So what it consists of is obviously the property description, the location, the tax map key, number or parcel ID, the identifier, as well as the site address that we have on record, the owners we have on record. I guess more importantly is the assessed valuation, which is what you're going to be paying taxes upon, along with the classification, which indicates the tax rate that you would pay in conjunction with your valuation. Also indicated on the assessment notice is any tax relief that the property owner has been granted or has been entitled to. For instance, a home exemption, if the property owner resides on the property, they can get a homeowner's exemption, which is $80,000 off of their assessed value to reduce their net taxable to, you know, minus the $80,000 if they're age 64 and below. If you're age 65 or higher or greater, you get a $120,000 exemption off of your assessed value. There's other exemptions involved. There's like 20-something exemptions, but that's basically the principle of it. So your classification, so let's say your property is residential, you would pay a residential tax rate. Commercial, you paid a commercial tax rate, industrial, hotel, resort, agriculture, and so forth. Those tax rates are established by council in June, just prior to the tax year. So the assessments that went out in Saturday, that's for tax year coming up July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. So council sets the tax rates typically in June of 2019.
So you're actually working a year ahead.
Correct. Okay. So what happened, or what initiated, once we sent it, the notices out December 15th, that has a window, a 30-day window for people to contest or challenge our assessment. So if they disagree with our value, they can appeal the value to the Board of Review and dispute the value, as well as the classification. So if you feel your property should be in residential and not commercial or industrial or hotel, you can dispute the classification as well, including any exemptions or dedications that you feel you're entitled to. So anything on the assessment notice that you disagree with, you can appeal to the Board of Review. That's comprised of independent citizens of Honolulu, appointed by the mayor, but adopted or approved by City Council. So it's a $50 deposit to complete your appeal, part of the appeal process. So, and that'll be heard by the board. And then, you know, if the board, I guess, sides with the appellant or the taxpayer that we're wrong, then adjustments will be made and you get your $50 back.
Steven, so probably the thing people are most concerned with when they get that assessment is the value of the property, because that's what drives how much they're going to have to pay in tax. How does the city and county assess the value of all these different properties that are on Oahu?
Yeah, okay. So by ordinance, we're to follow two approaches to value. One is the cost approach, and the other one is market sales or market comparison approach. So the market approach is we're comparing market sales of comparable properties, you know, residential properties that sold kind of within the same neighborhood, same size lot, same size, you know, improvements and so forth, similar to commercial properties, industrial, hotel, and so forth. So we use basically comparable sales. Then we also use the cost approach. Basically, it's sales, and then we do what we call land abstraction. We extract out the improvements to get a land value. And if we have vacant land sales, we have a land value, you know, per square foot or per acre. And then we have cost factors to calculate how much it would be to build the property. So replacement costs new, then we minus out any depreciation. So if the building is or the improvements are 10 years old, we'll take off some percentage of depreciation that we feel the property or the improvement has endured over the past 10 years or 30 or 40 or 50 years versus, you know, a brand new home hasn't incurred much depreciation or wear and tear or deferred maintenance.
And so is there a person, a city employee who's looking at every individual property out there, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have about 300,000, or we sent out about 295 taxable properties. So we sent out about 295,000 assessment notices. So it's difficult to do. I think we have about 42, 43 appraisers the last time I counted. The appraisers are responsible to visit each property. I don't know what that parcel count is, you know, per person, but we try to make an effort to visit and conduct on-site inspections of each property. It's difficult to do, but, you know, the ones on appeal, properties that have permits, or we get calls about the property owner is saying that there's a discrepancy in property records. You know, we tend to put those higher up on the priority to conduct on-site visits.
So one thing that I'm thinking about, Stephen, is a view of some kind might increase the value of a property, but then the loss of that view, either from construction or some other reason, might decrease the value of the property. How does something like that, that's pretty subjective, how does that factor into the calculation?
Yeah, correct. Great question. So it's all market-driven or reflective of the market. So let's say we have a property that is a beautiful view, unobstructed view of Ala Moana or Waikiki. That property sells for $1.5 million with that view. Then next year, a building goes up or something blocks the view. So the appeal or the desirability of that unit may be diminished. So let's say that person says, oh, man, I got to get out of this thing. My view is gone. The market may not reflect that 1.5 that he bought it at because of a diminished view. So when that person sells it, you know, being everything being equal, let's say the property sells for 1.4 because of the loss of view, then that adjustment is 100,000. Okay, so I guess I was trying to describe, you know, how something like that would be reflective of the market. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so would you say if for people who have seen an increase in their property tax liability, on this assessment. Is that primarily due to market forces, just the rising property values, assuming they haven't made any kind of improvement to the home?
Correct. Yeah. So as I was trying to describe the market approach, so if comparable sales increase in value, or you know, your neighbor or a similar type property or in a condo, the same floor in the same project start selling for more, which is very similar to yours, then the value of your property probably has gone up as well. And then conversely, in a down market as well, right? So if the property next to you sells for less, you know, than what it was assessed at, then, you know, we would like to think that we would recognize that in the market and then adjust accordingly.
So you mentioned earlier there's about 295,000 properties that get taxed every year. How long does it take your department to go out and do the assessments on all of that? I know you said you were working a year ahead. How long does it take to actually process the whole island?
Yeah, so we do that annually. So that's what we, you know, our division has about 100 employees and about 42, 43 appraisers. So the appraisers are responsible for the upkeep and the maintenance of property records. So make sure that, you know, the improvements still exist, or if there was an addition or demolition of the property improvements, then we would record that as well. So so if there's a building permit with a large addition or renovation, you know, we would go out and inspect and basically maintain that record or update that record of any changes to the property throughout the year. One of the responsibilities of the appraisers is to maintain accurate records. So that's why I push the public to look at their records on our website, realpropertyhonolulu.com. And if what we have on record is inaccurate or there's a discrepancy, please call our office. There's a discrepancy or inaccuracy, then your assessment is inaccurate. So that's why we encourage people to inform us of any discrepancies, and then the appraiser will go out and confirm and update the records accordingly.
And anyone out there has until January 15th to submit an appeal for something that they don't feel is accurate?
Correct. Yeah. So to kind of finish my thought on what we do annually, so that's one part, right? So we got to get correct data that we're assessing. Then we look at sales. So we call, you know, we try to verify the arm's length transactions. So fair market value sales are used to calculate the fair market value of the comparables or the 295,000 taxable properties.
That was Stephen DeCara, administrator of the city and counties of Honolulu's Real Property Assessment Division. And a reminder again, you only have until January 15th to file an appeal. If you have not gotten your assessments, you should contact the city. We will post a link with phone numbers on hawaiipublicradio.org.